Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. Dave and Jacqueline bring you up close and personal to the innovators, creative minds, and contributors in and around technology, STEM education, and STEM-related career fields of the future. Visit our website at www.technologyexpresso.com.net and .org. There you will find our broadcasts with guests from all across the technology spectrum, our social media handles, and related content. So sit back with Dave and Jacqueline as they serve up Technology Espresso fast, hot, and intense.
Hello, Technology Espresso listeners. This is Jacqueline Sanders-Blackman here with you today for a live episode, and we welcome our guest today, Wayne Hicks, the Executive Director of BDPA's Educational Foundation. Hello, Wayne. How are you today?
I am outstanding. How are you, Jacqueline?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Always excited when we have the opportunity to talk to you. You always have a wealth of knowledge, and so I'm very excited for what you have to share with our listeners today. So we're going to jump right in. First of all, those who have been a follower of Technology Espresso know Wayne has visited us from time to time throughout and always been a supporter of Technology Espresso. So we can't thank him enough. Even in the early days, he supported our vision, and it continues to grow and thrive thanks to our wonderful partnerships with BDPA. So this year we're supporting the 2017 BDPA National Conference that this year is taking place in Cincinnati, Ohio, which happens to be the home chapter of Wayne. So he's got a lot to share with us. So Wayne, why don't you just, first of all, give our audience a little bit of context about yourself, when you even first affiliated with BDPA, and I know you've held different roles, and bring them up to date to the role you play today.
Okay, well, I've been a member of BDPA for over 27 years. I have attended all of the national conferences in that time period. I'm very, very excited about BDPA. I've served in every level of leadership within the organization, from a program committee chair when I was in Detroit, at the Detroit chapter, up to being the president of the Cincinnati chapter, up to going into the national office and working as the national membership director, and later working as the national president, actually running for and winning the national president office. And so I've served in BDPA from a number of perspectives. I've seen it ebb and flow over the course of that 27-year career, and I'm just very excited by where we're at now and kind of where we are positioned to head to. We have 46 wonderful chapters that are out there. The one that is here in Cincinnati is the largest chapter in the nation. We just recently received 30 members from Cincinnati Bell, and we received another 50 members from Procter & Gamble. We're very excited in Cincinnati to be hosting the conference, and so our chapter membership is growing accordingly, and so we're very excited about that. We're just looking forward to the 2017 BDPA Technology Conference, and we are hoping that all of our members that are out there get equally excited and plan on being here in Cincinnati for those 4 days.
Absolutely, absolutely. Very, very excited and looking forward to it. You know, with all that's going on, you know, 2017 and how we've seen STEM and STEAM really become a national conversation, excited about that, as well as just the whole era of innovation and what the theme is for the BDPA conference, disruption. all of those are, you know, are really making what BDPA has been doing for so many years so relevant. Would you kind of talk about how STEAM and STEM and the whole theme of disruption, that relevancy to this year's conference?
Well, we're very excited by the theme of the conference, BDPA Disrupt. That'll be great. That'll be seen in the number of world-class workshops and seminars that are being presented during the conference. It'll be seen in the plenary sessions and in the other events that are held during the conference. It'll be seen by the corporations that are looking to hire talented and diverse IT folks at the career fair that it's held. It'll be seen by the young people that are participating in our IT showcase and our mobile application showcase. It's just an exciting time for BDPA. We have been all about STEM before the term STEM even came about. We've been all about, you know, you added the A for arts. We are the T in that STEAM or STEM area. We're the technology part of it, and we're very proud of that. And we're looking forward to being able to showcase the T or the technology in all that we do and all that we talk about. It'll be the largest gathering of African-American IT professionals in one place at one time. We are actually joined that week with a group called Information Technology Senior Management Forum, ITSMF. They'll be having their third quarter meeting concurrently with our annual conference, and actually they will be presenting workshops that will be engaged with BDPA during the event. It's just going to be a very exciting time. It's a great time if you're African-American. It's a great time if you're in technology. It's just a great time to be in Cincinnati during that particular, you know, 4 days of the conference.
Absolutely, absolutely. And maybe kind of draw a picture for people in helping them understand, you know, BDPA, this is a national organization. You kind of give them the context of the number of chapters and even our members, the type of sponsors we have, and even, you know, just anything that they can help them understand just how deep and wide BDPA flows across that T spectrum.
There are a lot of great technology organizations. There are a lot of very advanced people of color that are working real hard in this space. But we have one thing that we are very proud of. We have been around for 40 years. And so our founder, who is still with us, Mr. Earl Pace, will be at the conference, and he has 40 years of being in this industry and being a part of it. We have 46 chapters around the nation. They are from Los Angeles on the West Coast to New York and Rhode Island, et cetera, on the East Coast. They go down into Florida with, you know, Atlanta and Miami. We are all over the place in terms of our membership. We have people that are serving in regional roles in the South and in the Midwest and out in the – we have folks that are serving in regional roles. It's just a very vibrant organization. There are over 2,500 members, financially current members, people that have paid their membership dues. To become a member of BDPA, you pay $100 for a full member or $25 for a college or high school student membership. So we're very excited about that. We have tremendous high school programs. I mentioned earlier we have a IT showcase, which is high school and college age kids that are competing in trying to research technology topics, and then they actually showcase their research. I mean, so it's called our IT showcase. It's been going on for a number of years. We also have a mobile application showcase. Young people are learning Apple technology. They're learning the iOS. They're basically using the technology and creating mobile application devices and software. And then they showcase or they demonstrate their software at the conference. And then we have our crown jewel, which is our high school computer competition. And so we've been doing that for over 25 years. So that the young people have been coming to our conference and have been competing. Every chapter trains a number of folks over the summertime, and then five of them represent that chapter at this national conference. We have wonderful kids that come from Atlanta and from Rochester, Minnesota. They actually come in Washington, D.C. They're coming to compete and to try to win scholarships and to try to demonstrate their expertise. And so there's over 500 young people that have been trained in that this year, and we will see some of those top young people at the conference. That's a wonderful thing for us. We actually provide college scholarships. Last year we gave out over $140,000 in college scholarships to young people. And so on Saturday morning, we'll have a breakfast and we will announce the winners of our Monsanto scholarship, our Eli Lilly scholarship, our Johnson & Johnson scholarship, our Oracle scholarship. We have a number of scholarships that corporations are purchasing for BBTA students, and so we're very proud of that. And then we have tremendous support from corporations. And so the companies I just named that have scholarships, they also are finding ways to invest in the conference. They'll be at the conference and presenting their work. We have actually over 80 corporate sponsors that will be showcasing. A number of those sponsors have been doing wonderful things. One of our major sponsors is Hewlett-Packard, and so they'll be doing a wonderful thing again this year, providing the computers for the young people to do their training on. They'll also be providing for people to when they come and they register. It's all HP computers that are enabling that to happen. We have a number of companies that are participating in Johnson & Johnson, for example, participates at the career fair, and they also are very supportive of what we're trying to. We have over 80 corporations that are investing in BBTA right at this moment. And I would encourage you, if you are aware of any kind of a company that we have not talked to, we still have another 2 months to go in planning for the conference. If there are corporations that you know that would be interested, we would love to talk to them. So I encourage you to reach out either online or however, whatever your best way to reach out. You can reach me at Corp Sales. CORPSALES, Corp Sales, at BBTA.org. And I'm happy to reach out to those companies and try to bring them on board as sponsors.
Absolutely, absolutely. And what parents need to also, I'd like to add, you know, and understand is that these companies are donating and supporting BDPA and the high school computer competition because they're actually watching these students as they go on to college and then graduate. And we've seen some of those young people as they get their internships and then that turns into their careers. So they see the grooming that goes on and the best and brightest, you know, in the industry that, you know, as they start their early careers. So it's giving them the edge. Maybe you can elaborate better and say it better than I can, but maybe even share some of the success stories around that.
Yeah, well, you hit it on the head. So we've had young people that have participated in our high school computer competition or the IT showcase, and they've gone through that process through high school, through college. They've done very, very well in it. They've gotten jobs. Eli Lilly has been very good about using the IT showcase. They see students that are in that, and then they actually go out and recruit those students. And so many of those students have moved to Indianapolis, where the headquarters is for Eli Lilly, and they're working, have full-time employees for Eli Lilly. And then we've seen where even young people that were in the IT showcase, like the current chapter president in Indianapolis is Delano Robinson. Delano won the IT showcase 10 years ago, and now he's the president of BDPA Indianapolis chapter. He's a wonderful young man. He just brought in $25,000 of sponsorship from Tata Consultancy Services. So he's doing some remarkable work in Indianapolis. And there's examples like him all over. There's young people that have come through that program, and they now own their own business. So we were very pleased last year to have as our honorary chairperson as a person who talked during the conference, Stephanie Lampkin. She is the owner of Blendor, which is an outstanding diversity software company. And she's raised millions of dollars in trying to grow her company over the last few years. She worked at Microsoft. She went to Stanford. She has a rich history after the high school computer competition where she has put herself out there working in this industry, and she stayed connected with BDPA that whole time. And so she's doing wonderful. There are a number of great success stories from young people who worked their way up, and also of people that are in the industry that have done great work. So you were talking about Technology Express, though, and you guys, just from being volunteers when you first showed up at our conference 5 or 6 years ago, you've now integrated and worked your vision, your dream for this radio show and for what you do in Technology Express, though, to where you're impacting on lives of women in Atlanta and other places. You guys are really doing some good work as well, and I consider you guys a success story for BDPA. So there's a number of success stories in BDPA, and I'm happy to share more information. I'm full of stories about them. But we have success stories, young people, success stories of folks that are in executive C-level positions that were initially managers and had, you know, just starting off in their career, and they moved their way up through being executives at their workplace. We got tremendous success stories that I'd be happy to share with you over time. We really do feel good about BDPA.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And I have to even, first of all, thank you. I'm very flattered that you put Technology Expresso in that category. You're absolutely right. It was an opportunity that BDPA gave us early on that helped us, you know, flush out our vision into what it's evolved into. And we've made some awesome contacts through attending those conferences ever since about 5 years ago. I think I might have missed one conference in between time, but we will definitely be there in Cincinnati. So look forward to seeing our BDPA family as well as our listenerships there in Cincinnati. So definitely looking forward to Cincinnati. And I wanted to also add, when you mentioned Stephanie Lampkins, I was on an airplane and opened up the Sky Mile magazine, and there was an article. There she was. And then I went past another newsstand and saw her in front of another, I think it was the Fortune magazine. So I'm just so proud and excited and got to meet and shake her hand at the last conference. So, you know, and that kind of dovetails into we always have some great keynote speakers and speakers in general, but maybe share with our audience, even from the past, maybe who's been some of the highlights of the conference, and then also who is going to be some of our keynotes at the 2017 conference.
Well, we're very excited. We have three conference honorary co-chairs, and so we just signed up one over this past week. Her name is Felicia, I'm not going to get her name right, Felicia Butterfield-Jones, that's her name, Felicia Butterfield-Jones. She's written a book. She's been on a number of magazines. She's worked with in the Oprah show back in the day. She's doing a lot of things right now in terms of demonstrating her chops, if you will, in the IT industry. And so she will be one of our keynote speakers. We've had in the past one of our keynote speakers had been Colin Powell. He actually is coming back this year as an honorary co-chair. We are very excited to have Colin Powell engaged with us again. Many of you know of Colin Powell from his work in the military, and he truly is a remarkable person. And then when you get to learn his story, you learn that his degree, his college degree, was in technology, you know, back in the day. And he was very engaging. He continues to be very engaging with BDPA and will be one of our co-chairs. And then we also have a fabulous young man who will be serving as our honorary co-chair. His name is, I keep getting these names messed up in my head, Roland.
His Martin.
Last name now just escaped.
Is it Martin?
Roland Martin. Thank you very much. I do apologize. Roland
no
Martin
worries.
is an outstanding broadcaster. He does great work. He's done great work in the past. He's on major shows, major Sunday shows, et cetera. But anyway, he will be really talking to us about what it means to be a big baller. That's the term that he uses, a big baller in technology. And so we're just excited to have those folks that are on board. We're going to have a number of executives that will be in attendance, both in the audience and also that will be supporting BDPA, and we're very happy to have that event. So we're very excited by the whole thing. We will be announcing a number of other special speakers, et cetera, that will be coming over the next few weeks, and we'll actually try to come back on the air and let your audience make them aware of those great names, and kind of we're just very excited by the fact that they're willing to give back to BDPA.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Very, very excited. And, you know, I want to give you the opportunity, too, to share with our audience. You know, some people might think, okay, a technology conference, I might not have a career in technology. But I think that it's so important to also kind of make people aware that technology is the world around us, and whether you think you're in it or not, every industry in some way, form, or fashion is being impacted, and it's becoming a part of helping companies find their strategic edge. But also I wanted to put out there, too, is that not everybody that comes to the conference, we have entrepreneurs. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have a career in it, but an entrepreneur, a great way to network and or to, if you're starting a business, to make those contacts that can help you with growing it. And it's also, you know, I think it's so important, too, that parents start to get young people exposed. Even if you're not or if you haven't yet seen the signs of interest in IT, sometimes that exposure, I can't tell you the number of stories of young people who were exposed to HSCC, not because they asked, but their parents just kind of put it out there, and before they knew it, they found their secret or hidden passion, so to speak. So there's a lot of different reasons for people, whether or not you have a career in IT. Again, I'll throw it over to you and get your thoughts and maybe, you know, have you expand upon that.
Yeah, you did a wonderful job. The conference is really open and available and accessible to everyone, whether you are working in technology or just have an interest in technology. It really doesn't matter who you're. You don't have to be working at IBM, for example. You don't have to be working at a technology company. We just need you to be engaged in technology in your workplace or engaged in just growing the black community. So we are very, very engaged in trying to support entrepreneurs that are doing work to support the black community. We actually will have an entrepreneur section of our career fair, and so companies will be able to showcase their magazines. They'll be able to showcase their artwork, to be able to showcase anything that they have from an entrepreneur perspective, will be available to them as well. It's really open to anyone in any industry. If they have an interest in technology, they have an interest, and we will give them, you know, through our workshops and through our other venues, we'll give them the information. And then, quite frankly, even if you can't make it to Cincinnati, we have 46 chapters that are out there working very hard to share the BDPA message, to share how important it is as a volunteer with a chapter that's training young people, that's meeting on a regular basis to talk about issues that are of interest to adult IT professionals. There are things happening all over the country, and you basically just have to come to our website, bdpa.org. You can see the calendar right at the bottom of the website that shows what's going on around the country. There are things happening all over the place, all the time, and we just want to find a way to get you engaged. The conference is a wonderful way, but quite frankly, even inside the conference, we have you working and engaged with any of our local chapters around the country. That's another wonderful way. And there are folks that are just active and volunteering and receiving sponsorship and receiving support all over the country, and we hope to make you aware of that, of those activities that are taking place. And we hope that you will show up in one, you know, local chapter. A recent event we just had, their Midwest region just had a meeting last week of their, you know, their leadership, and it was well received, it was well taken, it was sponsored by Rotary Business Solutions and Strategic Staffing Solutions. So it just brought together a number of folks. In that case, in St. Louis, we are really working hard to get the message of BDK out to people in general.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, as we wind down our time here, one of the things that this is also, whenever we visit a different city, whatever the sponsoring city is, they have that unique opportunity of the career fair. And these are companies that are looking for diversity and diverse candidates. So maybe just one last, you know, word to your neighbors and friends there in Cincinnati to get the word out, that especially about the career fair.
Yeah, it's very important. And again, I will go back to, I'm available if you have a need to have somebody. Not everybody has the gift of gab or is willing to talk about BDPA with folks. I'm very, very willing to talk with your HR person, with your CIO, your chief information officer. I'm very willing to talk about BDPA with those folks. I just need to know who it is I should be talking to. But we have a wonderful career fair that's planned. There will be companies that will be hiring folks on the spot. We'll actually have interview booths where folks will come and be ready to interview on the spot, and they'll actually be hiring. Those are companies like Johnson & Johnson, companies like Eli Lilly. They're companies that are actually hiring on the spot while we're there, and so that'll be a wonderful thing. Professional Diversity Network comes and supports the career fair, and they do some. They have career fairs all over the country, but we're very proud to have them has connecting our career fair with what they're doing all over the country. But in Cincinnati, we're going to really enjoy the career fair and the camaraderie and the hiring. And this will be how people feel. They come there looking for an opportunity, and then they go away finding the opportunity. And that's what we provide, is that opportunity for folks.
Excellent. Well, my last comment is, I am so impressed with BDPA and what they've done. And for me, it was just a natural fit when I wanted to give back, helping to contribute to this organization and continue. Because again, like you said, it's about helping the community. Love supporting what's going on with the young people, and I know that thousands of young people have gone through our computer training program, like you said, long before STEM. But now those people who've gone through in the early days, they're now young adults, they're the millennials, and they're coming back, and that's also exciting to hear. So we always like to see our alumni as well from the HSCC program come back and to share their individual success stories. So, you know, there's so much to do. So excited and looking forward to Cincinnati, where the family, I always call it the BDPA family, comes together. So I hope everyone that can hear the sound of our voice and listening to this podcast, please share it with others and send that invitation out. Let's get the word out, and let's, you know, just every year we have a great turnout. But I'm looking forward to Cincinnati. Let's exceed even our past reputation for the great turnout that we've had at these events. And again, just want to give Wayne any final words and let them know one more time how they can get in contact with you.
Well, let me say one thing first off. I do encourage folks, if you're coming to the conference, we will show you a great time. You contact us and come to the conference and are in Cincinnati, we'll show you a great time. I think that same weekend, there's actually, if you like concerts, there'll be a concert that's taking place that weekend. The old jazz concert will be in town that same weekend. So it'll be a really exciting time in Cincinnati, and I think everybody will enjoy it. I also want to encourage you, if you have the ability to give to BDPA, I want to encourage you, no matter where you're at, to consider giving to BDPA through United Way, to consider giving to BDPA through some kind of monthly payroll pledge that you make. We're very happy to work with you on that as well. My phone number is 513, area code, 284-4968, and you can reach me at corpsales@bdpa.org. And so I look forward to hearing from folks and finding ways to engage with you. It doesn't matter to me if you are currently in BDPA or if you're just interested and you want to learn more. I'm happy to try to find a way to work with you, and I look forward to talking to folks that are out in our listening audience.
Well, awesome. Thank you again. We've been speaking with Wayne Hicks, Executive Director of BDPA's Education Foundation, and look forward to more interviews with the BDPA Conference Committee and the upcoming events for the Cincinnati National Conference. That is July 26th through the 29th. So visit bdpa.org for more information. Thank you, everyone. Have a great afternoon.
You have been listening to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. For a full list of our broadcast archives, social media handles, contact information, and upcoming shows, visit our website portal at www.technologyespresso.com.net and .org. Call our event hotline 855-484-6837 for a list of STEM-related events in various states across the country. That's 855-484-6837. Your feedback is important to us. Send us an email through our website or directly to technologyespresso@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember to listen, learn, leverage, launch.